Do you want to know what's really fun about being a woman?
This is starting to sound like a Shania Twain song.
Man, I feel like I'm in perimenopause. Ugh, the brain fog, the mood swings, the night sweats, the unpredictable cycles. Many women enter perimenopause and they don't even realize what's happening to their body, and it's directly impacting how they're making major life decisions.
You get divorce strategy on this podcast, but when it comes to strategy for what's happening inside your body, our friends at Natural Cycles are here to help. Their new app mode, NC Perimenopause, within the Natural Cycles app interprets those hormonal shifts with data and science.
So I'm currently using the app and the intel is fascinating. It doesn't just track symptoms. It helps me see patterns and it helps me connect the dots between my hormones, my symptoms, and my lifestyle. It even estimates what stage of perimenopause I'm in. I love that it helps me better understand what's going on with my body and why I have days where it's more difficult to make decisions than others. And that clarity really matters. You can even download a personalized report that you can bring to your doctor, which makes those appointments way more productive.
Natural Cycles is a female-founded digital health company that analyzes biomarker data to help users better understand their cycles. NC Perimenopause is for anyone experiencing or anyone who thinks they may be experiencing perimenopause, from the first hormone-related changes to your cycle or symptoms all the way until menopause, when your periods stop. Learn more and give it a shot right alongside Andrea.
Yes, let's do this thing together. You are not alone in your divorce or this transition. There are tools to help you make sense of what your body is doing. Visit naturalcycles.com and use code DIVORCE. Or tap the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can save on a subscription.
Welcome to another episode of How Not to Suck at Divorce. It's Morgan and Andrea, and we are here to give you all the valuable information. And we loved that last episode so much that we are ending our season with Mr. Bill Eddy.
You just have to manage yourself so that you can give empathy and not just react like you want to strangle somebody.
And this is How Not to Suck at Divorce.
Because who's better than a best-selling author that deals with co-parenting conflict, crazy personality disorders, and he's literally on all over Amazon. And I've had his books in my, you know, bedside table for over probably 7 years. So why wouldn't we end with Mr. Eddy?
Especially since this is our second season. And in our second season, we had the goal of bringing you more value and more insight by bringing guests on to our show for the first time. So we have talked to so many different people in this season, and we've had so many different people who have brought so much wisdom and guidance or just real life stories that help our listeners feel less alone. But this episode is something that, just like the last one, if you listen to the last one, these are things that you can take and apply to your life. With this episode in particular, it transcends divorce. It's for anything. Bill Eddy is a freaking genius, and you will become obsessed. I want you to listen to what we talk about and like share the episode with your friends and buy the book. Like, honestly, can't say enough. Our jaws were dropped in recording these episodes. Amazing.
And just the success of the season, we just want to say thank you. We never, ever expected to be at the top of Spotify and Apple and have viewers across the country, let alone other countries, and the amount of downloads. So thank you so much. We know clearly that we're giving some good information because people are sharing it with their friends and they're sending us messages. And if you have any content that you really want to hear about, please send it to us because we're open ears and we're here to support you. And that leads me into our horror film and rom-com of the week.
The rom-com and the horror movie. Here we go.
All right, I'm going to start. So this is kind of a personal horror film rom-com. So as our listeners know, Andrea has been building a new business. And that's the good part of my week because I'm so proud of her for putting in so much effort and time and just really giving herself 100% to it. The horror film about it is I kind of feel like a scorned, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend here, because Andrea is the creative in our show and I'm the legal person. And she's just been so busy that I feel like I'm kind of on The Bachelor just waiting to get the final rose from her. Just what are we doing? Where have you been, Andrea? But on the flip side, I know it's all good stuff and it's perfect timing to wrap up our season, give us a little break, both of us, and then come back even stronger. So that's my rom-com and horror film for the week.
We're going to let Andrea go on break, meaning like the mental home, while she gets her life together and learns how to breathe deeply into paper bags. And then I know that's so funny that you said that. It's the same thing for me. It's so weird because we didn't even chat about what our rom-com and horror films were going to be before we recorded this, but mine is the same thing. My rom-com is, I am so proud of this business that I am getting ready to launch, but my horror film is this mother business that I am trying to launch. And I have been run over by a Mack truck that I filled the tank for. Like, right. It's like, I have no one to blame but myself, but oh my gosh. So, but I mean, any entrepreneur listening to this episode, I'm sure you're nodding along right now. Cause it's a ton of work. It is all consuming. You pile on being a single mom on top of that. And I believe I only have two children, but they've been sick for what feels like years, really just 2 weeks. But I mean, like, and that is selfish, I have to say. Like, get it together. Like, that's not necessary. Like, pink eye, of all things, like, that's disgusting. Who Gross. Are you, vermin? Get away from me. Anyway, but I can use these very strong feelings I have and apply this very exciting new technique that we were about to learn from Mr. Bill Eddy on how to handle my thoughts and feelings and how to communicate with those who are driving me insane.
Exactly. And if you heard the last episode with Mr. Eddy, you know that I am a fan, have been a fan of his work for years. But before we recorded this episode, I did not have this book that we're going to talk about. So I didn't really understand or know this acronym. So I am also a first-time learner of this acronym and I'm loving it. So let's just launch right in.
Okay, guys. So naturally, a divorce brings out the worst in people.
Exactly. And I can tell you from an attorney standpoint, one of the hardest parts of my job is keeping everyone's emotions in check so that we can get the job done with a good resolution. It's amazing how one argument or one really negative emotion can set the tone or turn a case on its head.
Exactly. And this is why we have brought back Mr. Bill Eddy to our show to teach us yet another tool that has been designed specifically to diffuse conflict.
Mr. Eddy is well known. He is a lawyer, a therapist, a mediator, keynote speaker, and the author of over 16 books relevant to high conflict and divorce. And he just let us know on the last podcast that some of his books have been rated number one in the divorce space. I mean, it's amazing what he's doing. His books are all over Amazon, but his sweet spot is managing disputes with high conflict people. He's also trains lawyers and judges. So this is the guy that knows how to diffuse a bad situation. And if you listen to the last podcast, you know, as a lawyer, I have so many of his books. I've had him for years and I am his biggest fangirl lawyer-wise. So thank you again, Bill, for joining us. Again, welcome back to our show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back. Still waiting on my payment of that cryptocurrency from the first appearance. However, I'm willing to give it another try.
Oh man, did that not go through? Bill, I'm so sorry. It's probably stuck in like an overseas account or something. I don't really know, but hang on. Whoa, 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 whoa. This brings me exactly to the point of what we're talking about today, resolving conflict. So Morgan, myself, and all of our listeners are huge fans of BIF. We have been biffing all over the place, which we all remember stands for being brief, informative, friendly, and firm. But I understand that today you are teaching us a new acronym, and that is EAR, E-A-R.
Empathy, attention, and respect. And it's simple. And all our tools we try to make simple. So it's pretty easy to remember with the acronym EAR. Just touch your ear and go, let's see, what's that start with? Empathy, attention, respect. Something like a sentence for each of those, or just one sentence that shows empathy, or just one sentence that shows respect. Any of those three, just a sentence can turn a conversation around.
So I'm just thinking, because we have so many acronyms, we've got the BIF, which is so important, I would say number one important. Then we're talking about EAR. How does EAR relate to BIF, and where does it come into play? Because there's a lot of words flying around right now.
So the big difference is BIF is in writing, and it's designed to keep a conversation from not escalating. EAR is designed to immediately, it's a live thing, can be live on Zoom, live phone call, live in person, that you calm somebody with your tone of voice, your body language, and the words you use. So that's why empathy, and empathy is something we show as well as we have words for it. So if you're in a phone call, your voice can sound empathetic. Say, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Except don't use the word sorry and go to the last episode to find out why that is. So you can say, I'm saddened to hear that. And so your empathy can come through your tone of voice a lot, your respect. I'll pay attention. Tell me more.
How did you come up with this acronym? Like, is there something that happened that drove you to the solution?
Exactly. There is. And this is back, I think it was around 2004. I was doing a divorce mediation between two people who I thought were pretty responsible people, managers in a large organization. And we have several sessions. They came back, second session. Husband spreads out these financial spreadsheets, leans across the table, points his finger at my nose, about maybe 6 inches away from it, and says, today, Mr. Eddy, you're going to tell her that I'm going to prevail on this issue. So step up to the plate and do your job.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, my thinking is he was a middle manager, and that was probably his management style. So the first thought I had, my amygdala and my brain said, strangle this man, Bill. But I'm a trained mediator, so I did not do that. Then I thought, well, admonish him, you know, wave my finger at him and say, we treat each other with respect here, and you're not treating me with respect. But before those words came out of my mouth, I realized the guy's a narcissist. He's just going to storm out probably if I do that. So I thought I got to connect another way. And I thought about when I worked in a psych hospital with people with schizophrenia. And what I was taught is don't argue reality with them, connect with their pain, give them empathy. And so I thought, I'm going to give this guy empathy and see what happens. So I said, wow, I can see how important this is to you. And then I said, because we do have time, I said, we'll have time to address this issue as much as you need. And I have a lot of respect for your preparation. And the guy totally backed off. And I said, wow, what happened there? So afterwards, I started, because I was already teaching seminars to mediators and lawyers and judges. And I said, you got to show them empathy. You got to do this and this. Someone came up to me at lunch and said, I like that EAR technique. And I said, what's the EAR technique? You say something that's got like empathy, attention, and respect in it, just like a sentence or a paragraph. And I hadn't thought of it as a technique, but that's exactly what it was. So then I wrote an article, and of course, recently I wrote this book, but I've been teaching this for over 15 years. And it's amazing. You can really turn around a hostile conversation. Just yourself, any one person can turn that around. We found you can do it in about 30 seconds. You just have to manage yourself so that you can give empathy and not just react like you want to strangle somebody. You got to override that urge.
That's a hard urge, I will tell you that. And to help illustrate how exactly EAR works, we're bringing back the reenactments by popular demand, of course.
So Andrea and Bill will be reading an excerpt or a scene, if you will, from Mr. Eddy's Calming Upset People with Ear book. And that's on Amazon as well, if anyone's looking for it. So this scene is a phone conversation between a divorced couple, Tyler, and funny enough, Andrea.
I know. How funny is that, Andrea? I promise.
I did not know. I want you to know. I did not know you when I wrote this. So this
I hope not. This is not. I mean, I no. And me, Andrea, would never behave in such a way. Okay. Scene partner, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here comes the phone call, guys. We have to get Joey registered and paid up before the end of the week when registration closes. I just found out. Otherwise, he'll miss out. And I need your agreement right away, and I'll need your half payment right away too. It's a total of $350, so your half is $175.
Wait a minute, Andrea. Who says Joey's playing soccer in your neighborhood? I'm his father, and I'm thinking of being a coach on the team in my neighborhood this year. Give me a day to find out when their registration deadline is.
Look, Tyler, he's always played in my neighborhood. He's known the other kids since before we separated, and he spends the majority of his time here.
Yes, but I'm his dad. He's at an age when he needs more time with his father, and this is one way to do it without changing the schedule. Since games are usually on the weekend, we can each attend during the other parent's time.
I absolutely don't agree. And if I have to, I'll go to court and get a court order for him to play in my neighborhood like he always has.
Don't you dare threaten me with court, Andrea. I'll ask for more custody time and I'll win because of that no good Mike you're shacking up with. I'll get my support lowered too.
That no good Mike.
Yep.
No good Mike, man.
All right. Mike.
He's no good. Okay, so Bill, break this down for me. What happened there?
Well, first of all, it's just like we did with the Biff checker last time. We got some questions to ask. So first of all, is it safe? Because if you're standing with someone who's dangerous to you, like an abusive partner, you don't necessarily want to give it an ear statement. What you want to do is get out of there.
Right.
So first is it safe? In this case, yes, it's safe. They're talking on the phone. There's no history of violence between them. Is it empathy, attention, or respect? No, they're just arguing positions. Is there a friendly tone of voice or body language? No. In fact, in the middle there, I want to say, Andrea, don't use that tone of voice with me. But I didn't say that. Does it avoid defensiveness? Because that gets you off track. No, they're each announcing and defending their positions. She justifies her neighborhood, he justifies his. And do they avoid premature problem solving? And let me just mention, that's something that people so often do, and Morgan, sorry to say this, but we as lawyers often just jump to problem solving. Well, let me tell you what the law says when you've got a client in tears in front of you about their situation. This first you want to say, wow, I can see how hard it is. That's empathy. You know, I respect your efforts. And when they calm down, you can say, do you want to know what the law says about this? So lawyers tend to jump to problem solving, but parents do too. So you want to avoid that. Focus on empathy, attention, and respect. Then deal with problem solving after you've calmed things down. So in this case, no, they're both arguing their position as the solution, and they're not connecting with empathy, attention, and respect. So none of that by either of them was in your statement. Should we give them another chance?
Should we? Yes. So tell me what you want us to read next. Are we going to give, are we going to keep going with this kind of behavior? Yeah. Or are we going to?
No, you'll see what happens.
Oh, no.
So in here, Andrea or Tyler switches over to in your statement. See if you can see when that happens.
Okay, so we're starting on the top of 47?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. We have to get Joey registered and paid up before the end of the week when registration closes. I don't mean to surprise you, but I just found out that they moved up the registration deadline from last year. Otherwise, he's going to miss out. and I need your agreement right away. I'm also going to need the half payment right away too. It's a total of $350, so your half is $175. The games are on the weekends and practices are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so it shouldn't really affect your time. I respect your relationship with him, and I wouldn't want to interfere.
Wait a minute, Andrea. Who says Joey's playing soccer in your neighborhood? I'm his father, and I'm thinking of being a coach on the team in my neighborhood. Give me a day to find out when our registration deadline is.
Oh, well, that kind of catches me by surprise. I mean, I can see how that would be important to you as far as father, you know, son bonding time is, but are you sure that you want to take that on? You were just saying how you've been swamped at work. Tell me more about what your picture is of how this whole thing would work. I mean, aren't you working late on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
I have more control over my time now, so I can get off in time to be at his practices. Like I said, I need to look into it, but thanks for asking how I might make it work. Just give me a day. I understand the time pressure you're under.
Okay, well, tell you what, you can just text me as soon as you know whether I should go ahead or if you want to discuss it further. I'm not saying that I agree, but I'm saying that I'm open to discussing it.
And that's a good place to stop. But can you hear where it shifted?
Wow, yeah.
And
I mean, I feel like even from the get-go, Andrea was, you know, like she was already adding a bit of respect at the very beginning, where she's saying, look, I don't want this to interfere with your time with him. I've already taken that into consideration. So it's sort of helping set the stage. So it's not like an attack.
Right. It shifts the tone.
Yeah.
I respect your relationship, wouldn't want it to interfere. Now, Tyler was still angry. And so he said the same thing he said before, but when she then again went more with an ear statement, I can see how it'd be important. That's respectful of their relationship. Tell me more about your picture. That's attention. I'll pay attention. Mm-hmm. That by then Tyler calmed down and was more into, well, I have more control over my schedule. Thanks for asking. So I think she turned it around in this scenario, but then he responded and started doing that as well. So that's the key. All it takes is one person to turn. And I'd say from our experience in these 16, 17 years of teaching this, is that in 90% of the cases, it does calm somebody down within 30 seconds.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It is. And legally, I love what you've done here, because I always tell my clients, anything in writing, you should just think that a judge is going to read it. Anything in writing, you should think that a lawyer is going to read it. You've done the shift. The second reading is so much better. That makes me as a lawyer say, we don't have any risk here. You look really reasonable. This looks great. The first one, I would want to literally rip it up, shake my client and say, do not send another one of those until you run it by me. So yeah. I think, Bill, with your ear, I mean, we've pretty much solved all the world's problems.
Right. And again, everyone,
the whole world to use this.
Right. And let's just remind everybody what ear stands for. So we're talking about empathy, attention, and respect.
Yes.
So an easy
way to remember empathy is if you can start a sentence with, I can understand, or I can hear, or I can see, means that you're recognizing the other person, and that empathy, that's, people wonder, well, what can I say that sounds empathetic? You don't have to say the word empathy, just say,
right.
I can see that you're upset. I can hear how hard it is right there.
It's such an important tool to diffuse a situation where feelings are running at a higher level. And I was thinking about this is a technique that guys like, way beyond divorce, way beyond co-parenting issues. Think about this in the workplace. Think about this in your day-to-day life, social situations. I mean, anything. This is all that people need. All we need is to be able to lend an ear, right?
Exactly.
Like show empathy, attention, and respect. So guys, this is something that I really think we can all apply to our lives.
Let me add something with this. Is sometimes people feel like, why should I be nice to somebody who's being rude to me? Yeah. And the reality is you look better if you don't get rattled by that. And you can say, oh, I see your frustration. You know, that way they respect you because you're not disturbed by what they're doing. It's when you react that you look like you're a puppet. They can just pull your strings and you'll respond. So don't worry about, you know, that you're giving up anything. You're not. And you're often really looking better. And this really works at work, like you said, because at work, people go, hey, go to that person. He's really good at dealing with things like this.
Yep.
So I think the takeaway is, just like in our last episode with you, Bill, is that everybody needs this book. Again, it's called Calming Upset People with EAR, E-A-R. Go buy it. It's on Amazon. But until you do, Mr. Eddie, or Bill, as we've been calling you, can you give us some takeaways on how to react better in general with complete lunatics? Because we have so many listeners that think, I am dealing with a lunatic on the other side. We love to-do lists. Give us a few to-do lists on how to deal with these people.
Well, the first question is, do you need to respond? And this can be in person or by email or text. That's always the first question. I think telling yourself a few things, like, it's not about me. That's one of my favorite phrases now. When people attack me, I go, that's not really about me. That's more about them. You know, they're not good at managing themselves. So I think, do I respond? Keeping my own level of anxiety down by thinking things like, is that about me? And I'm not responsible for what happens to them. And then I just think your statements and BIF responses cover most things. The thing we haven't really addressed is you can also add a proposal to these things. So if there's a conflict or a problem, you can write a BIF or give an EAR statement, say, I can see how frustrated you are. I suggest we do such and such. And that keeps you focused on the future rather than the past. And that's where all the troubles come. So when you focus on the past, you're never going to agree on that. And plus, you can't change it. So everything we teach is about what to do going forward, skills to use to help yourself stay calm and help other people around you calm down.
I like it. I'm here for all of this. I think that my takeaway is that I need you to come move in with me so you can just help all of my future life conversations and decisions. But we'll talk about that offline. No need to drag everyone else into this. I'm amazed. I'm amazed by all of this. Once again, if we have listeners, and I know that we will, who want as much information from you as possible, beyond ordering the book, because we are going to give a link to that in our show notes, where can they go to know everything they want to know about you?
Well, basically, our website, highconflictinstitute.com. That's www.highconflictinstitute.com. We've got videos, we've got books, we've got free articles, which, by the way, a lot of lawyers refer their clients to our website to read the articles.
Wow.
We also have a second website I wanted to mention. That's called conflictplaybook.com. And we have there an online parenting class. It's 12 sessions. It's under $100, I think. So we have a lot of resources for parents going through divorce, especially high conflict divorce. So we have a lot of empathy, attention, and respect.
Amazing.
For people dealing with all of this, because it can be hard. And even people who realize their high conflict benefit from learning all this. Sometimes people start responding with EAR statements and BIF responses when they see that those really seem so much more credible and respectful. So anyway, highconflictinstitute.com. I also do a lot of consultation with individuals and with professionals, and professionals and their clients together. So highconflictinstitute.com and conflictplaybook.com.
I will say, yeah, Bill, I will say that, you know, even just buying your book or doing your, you know, 12 episode kind of a parenting class for $100 or more will save you, our listeners, money rather than spending it on unnecessary divorce attorney fees and basically save you pulling your hair out. So if you can learn and educate yourself on your own, you're going to be ahead of the curve. And you know what? You know who's going to benefit? Your children.
Yep. Remember, knowledge is power. We want you to have as much information as possible so you can help yourself make the best decisions. And also, speaking of good decisions, I'm expecting that my assistant will be getting an email, Bill, from your people for like an upcoming video. If you need some like actors for reenactments of what to do or what not to do, I'll go ahead and I'll clear my schedule. I can move some things around. Just let me know when the private jet is coming to fly me out to that filming spot. But again, we'll do that offline. No need to do that now. But I'm ready. I'm ready. And I think that our listeners are ready to make some better choices moving forward, thanks to you. So thank you so much.
Excellent. Well, thanks for this opportunity. And I think you passed the audition. So
oh my gosh.
You did that.
Good news. Such good news. Thank you. First of all, I kind of love that that the acronym is a body part. I don't know why. I just like, I'm into that. And I have a question for you regarding that when we play our next and final game. But like, it's so easy to remember, you know?
Ear. Right. But all the body parts, ear had to be the body part, but regardless, it's a fine body part.
It's easy to spell.
That's true.
Bet, you know what we could do? Maybe I can ask Mr. Bill Eddy if he needs some help writing the next book, because what happens when you apply ear? You hear.
Whoa.
Mind. Get him back on the phone. Dang.
Speechless over here. Totally speechless.
I mean, but, wow.
I mean, hey, listen, we just hit the surface of the earbook. So if you want to know more, get that earbook, because we didn't have all the time to record with Mr. Eddy. We hit the really good points, but there's so much more in that book that could be relevant to you and help you get through a tough time and ultimately not suck at divorce, because that's totally what we're doing here.
And even help you in your workplace.
Agreed.
I mean, this one 100% can be used in your life, not just going through a divorce. So get this book, people. Okay, let's move in to the game that has swept the nation. Are you ready, Ms. Morgan, to play for the season 2 finale edition of Decline to Comment?
I am so ready, and I can't wait to end on such a high note. So thank you, Andrea.
You are welcome. Okay, I'm going to go first, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Coming off of my high of coming off with when you ear, you hear, let me ask you this for my first question. Do you think that the acronym TOE would catch on? Because, and I'm totally serious here, don't smirk, it would stand for think, organize, and execute.
Ooh, I think, yeah, the answer is yes. Why not? And there's a lot of people that are, I think, into toes, unfortunately. So they may be even into toe more.
You know what? I did not think that of all, you would be the one to bring this into like an OnlyFans situation. I was trying to stay professional, and I love the dark dive that
I went there, because you know what? I've had it. That's the other thing. listeners, just remember this. Nothing is too weird for your divorce lawyer. They have heard it all.
Oh God, the questions I wish I would have written for this section. Okay. back to normal. Beach waves or curls?
Beach waves.
Mm. Tough answers. Huh. And these questions are so dumb. Why did I write these like safe questions after that toe remark? Are you doing floral this spring?
What does that mean? Floral on a shirt, like flowers?
Yeah, like, you know how floral is like one of like the major patterns that we're seeing like in fashion this spring. Are you going to do it, or are you going to stay safe? Like, are you going to rock a floral printed?
Okay. Good question. I would say if it's a 70s floral printed, I would do it. But really? Anything, yeah,
like the funky 70s, yes. But anything like Laura Ashley, like Flowers, that's not my thing. Not doing it.
Okay, it's so funny because I feel the opposite. I would do something sweeter, like Anthropology-esque, but I don't feel like I don't feel like I could do the 70s. Okay, what music are you working out to right now?
Oh, you know what I'm into is DJ Regard.
What's that? Who is that?
I think he's a European DJ. It's just, it's good stuff.
Makes you move. Is it remixes of songs that you know, or is it like original?
I think it's his songs. So if our European listeners know, let us know because we're Americans. So we don't know.
For the listeners in Wyoming, maybe they know too. You don't know. Hey, we've got six of them. Like, let's not discount them. They're like, we know DJ whoever. Okay, last question. What's your favorite podcast right now besides ours?
NPR News. NPR News Now, it's 5 minutes. You know what you're talking about. And it kind of makes you think. So you know what, Andrea, keep looking at me like that. You know what I am into. I am a dork at heart, clearly.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Whenever I'm looking for a good time, I just put on some NPR.
Okay. You know what? Here we go. My turn. What's your favorite podcast, Mrs. Silly Girl over here?
So my dad wrote a porno.
Oh, well, of course. Who doesn't like that one?
So I can't stop laughing at it. I know. It's just, I'm old school. I love it.
Okay. So you're on a beach. Are you drinking a pina colada or a strawberry daiquiri?
Strawberry daiquiri.
What's your worst high school memory?
I can't answer that, but I can tell you that I can remember my worst middle school memory, which is that at my eighth grade school dance, I was wearing this, brown suede, kind of suedish leather jacket. Mine was from Not a Cool Store. So on the inside of it was quilted, not the map of the world. All the cool kids had a jacket that had the map of the world inside. Well, I left my jacket out, like I threw it on a pile where all the other jackets were at the dance. Somebody stole my jacket. So I noticed one day walking in the hall that this girl is wearing my jacket. So you know what I did? I was real stealth. I walked up to her and I'm like, oh my God, I love your jacket. Can I see the inside of it? And she flashed it and I saw the cheap quilted pattern, not the map. But then the worst part was I was very nervous when I had to go to the principal's office to report that someone had stolen my jacket. You would think that it would be like this victorious moment, right? But I was terrified. I was such a people pleaser that I thought that I was going to get in trouble because somebody stole my jacket.
That sounds like first world problems over here.
And none for Gretchen Wieners. That's what Gretchen Wieners. All right, sorry. Wieners.
Okay. All right. Well, if you could add an additional body part, not a toe, what would you add?
What? Like an extra of something?
Yes. An extra appendage, what would it be?
Ooh, I want more eyebrows.
Okay, if you had to live in like a desert state, like in Arizona, let's say, and you had to live with one thing around your house, would it either be scorpions or a snake?
What? Oh my God. I hate this question.
Give it.
Hate this question. Scorpions, but I hate that. That was a horrible thing to ask.
Would you, if you could move to a warmer state, which we could probably use right now, would you rather go to somewhere that's desert-like or more beach-like?
More beach-like. But I don't really like sand either way, so I don't really want the beach and I really don't want the desert, but I had to answer your question.
Mm-hmm. And what is the movie that you would star in as the leading lady if you could?
What movie wouldn't I star in? What movie? You mean like an existing movie?
Yeah.
Probably Amy Schumer's Trainwreck, but it would have like a totally different meaning because it wouldn't be me like sleeping around with all these guys. It would just be me, like my life as a train wreck.
Okay, well, there you have it. But I will say, since I've met Andrea and we started this podcast, her life has become less of a train wreck because she has so much valuable knowledge and she is sucking less at divorce. Isn't that right?
You know what? That is right. And I think that, you know, we've talked a lot about why we started this show. And it really was because we know that when you go through this process, it's going to be hard. Obviously, but it could either be hard and worth it, or it could be the worst thing that has ever happened to you. And it's really important for us. And of course, we come at it from different perspectives, but it was so important for both of us that we give tools to help this be the best thing that you ever did for yourself, right? And so the whole name of the show is How Not to Suck at Divorce, because we don't want you to suck at going through something that can really be transformative in a good way.
Right. And this was our first season talking about the finale that we actually invited guests on. And it was really interesting brainstorming of who we thought that our listeners would like to hear from. And I think overall, I mean, it was such a success. And we want you to know that although we're taking a brief hiatus to end our second season, we're already planning our third. And we are in the middle of it right now, planning our third and getting really excited about what we're doing next season.
It's going to be good. And every year we want to build on to what we're doing. And we mentioned this in the last episode, but guys, we are taking all of your ideas. So the people who have reached out to us and you didn't hear your idea come to fruition for this season, that's probably because we're working on it for next season. So keep writing to us, keep telling us, what do you want to hear? What have you not heard anywhere that you would love some attention thrown at? We're doing it. We are here for you guys.
And we've gotten so many requests to come on the podcast from professionals or people that think they have information that may be valuable. So thank you for those. But also, if you know anybody that you think would be so valuable to our listeners, put them in touch with us. And we have a list a mile long right now, and we're parsing through it to determine which people we want to bring on the show. And we are so excited.
We are. And this next season, you guys, for season 3, which, like Morgan said, we are already working on. So this hiatus that we're taking, I feel like it's more like a week off, but it is not only going to start with a bang, but possibly a bash as well. So stay tuned. Make sure that you are keeping your eyes on our website, www.hownottosuckatdivorce.com, as well as our social media channels, because we will be posting more information about the big season 3 kickoff there. My social is on Instagram at the Andrea Rappaport.
And I am at Divorce Attorney Chicago. And remember that we absolutely love and appreciate every single one of you. This season has been phenomenal, more than we could have ever asked for. And we know that the divorce process is hard. We know it's draining. And we know that the unknown can really feel scary. So our goal is to offer you some guidance and sometimes Andrea's humor, and ultimately help you not to suck at divorce.
And remember, guys, it's a marathon, and sometimes you have to take this day by day.
Or even hour by hour, I tell people, if it's just too much. It's when you're in the thick of it. Just take it how you need it.
But above all, remember, you can do this, and we are giving you the tools to help you do this.
That's right.
Got this.
And we have you. Till next season.
Bye for now.